Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Means it's another 60 minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
Me, Alistair Woodgate.
And me, Julia Roofy, still in New Zealand.
She's still there. They won't let her out. It's our Christmas special. We got a whole load of Christmas songs, all from musicals. And we also got a bit of John Barryman, a bit of Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and Joe Stilgo. And Mrs. R, we thought we might get you to sing a sort of typical New Zealand Christmas carol.
Oh, don't know any. I think as far as I can tell from being in the shops and everything, they're all exactly the same.
Oh, well, there you are. See? And when was the first carol you heard?
Goodness, first carol I heard?
Yeah. I mean, this year. Sorry, I don't mean...
Oh, I mean, when you were... when I was two.
I mean, when you walk around the shops, what Christmas song, what do you reckon?
Probably sometime straight after Halloween.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, mine was the 3rd of November. Crazy, hearing these Christmas songs. Mm. I forgot to give you the answer to the expert's question 3. That's coming next.
It's another Christmas cracker from Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Every time a star is falling, someone that you love is calling. He needs me. Yes, he needs me. Don't even ask me how I know. When he calls me, my heart hears him and tells me that it's time for me to go. and I am his. He's my world, and journey's end is where he is. And his laughter is my laughter, and tells me what I'm living for. And so if he needs me, I'll go, 'cause I need him much more.
Angela Lansbury, and He Needs Me, here on Grease, Paint and Stage Lights. Would you like the answer to question three of last week's Ask the Experts?
Yes, we kind of neglected that, didn't we?
Well, I suddenly realised that I wasn't paying attention, and you two just let it slip under the mat because you wasn't interested in giving me the answer.
That's because we didn't know it.
Okay, question three. Feet and Their Turning Blue is from which show?
No idea.
Don't know.
Rent.
Goodness.
Oh, my favourite show.
From Rent. From the word, from the song Rent. There you are.
Oh, should have known that.
Time. Yeah, you should have done. Time for this.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So, we're going to give you a line or two from a song, and all you've got to do is name the song and the show it comes from. So, here we go. Grown a little sadder. Grown a little older. And I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
He's done it again, Mrs. R. He's gone into his poetic stuff again.
Yeah, very dramatic. It was lovely.
We'll get into reading again in just a minute. But before you do that, what's our 2 at 22, Mrs. R?
Our 2 at 22 is White Christmas. Of course it is. It
has to be.
And we've got Blue Skies and Let Me Sing and I'm Happy.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, go on in, Mr. Shakespeare. Off you go.
Ah, verily, sir. Here we go. Grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
Round and round the Christmas tree, presents hanging there for you and me. Lights are shining merrily. Christmas a week away. The ring around the Christmas tree. The children making up a melody. The grown-ups laughing happily. Christmas a day away. Wishing, hoping, boxes to open. But we agree it's right to wait. Turkey dressing after the blessing. And there's just one night to wait. Round and round the Christmas tree. Opening presents with the family. Two for you and one for me. Oh, what a Christmas day.
Cracker from Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter. Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Wishing you a musical Christmas.
I hope Santa's left me some presents. I'm gonna have a peek. See if he's there.
So you spoilt me rotten this year. Same time next year.
Oh. Well, I never.
I saw Emily kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Me creep downstairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Emily tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if her mommy had only seen Emily kissing Santa Claus. Kissing Santa Claus.
You're such a fibber.
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
You didn't see me creep.
I sure did. Down the stairs to have a peep. I thought that you were tucked up in your bedroom fast asleep.
Says he saw Mummy, and before that, Have Yourself a Little Merry Christmas from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And then we had Round Around the Christmas Tree from Joe Stilgo. If you just tuned in, welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. This is our Christmas special. We still got Ask the Experts. That's coming next.
Oh, gosh.
And what's one of your resolutions for the new year, Mrs. R?
I would say my big revolution will be to have a smooth flight home.
Oh, right, okay. Not a good one going out then.
Some of it was, and then it got a little bit rough around India.
Oh, so I've never been, touch wood, in a rough flight. So what sort of happens? You sort of drop sort of thousands of feet in a second.
No. It was just very rough. It was really bumpy.
Oh, wow. And do you have to wear your seatbelts when it's bumpy?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So when the light comes on, everyone panics.
Yeah.
I probably told you this before, but I was talking to an air stewardess when we flew once, and I said, she said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Well, I don't like the taking off and the landing." And she said, "We have to do that, otherwise we'd be a bus." That was her answer.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Mr. Woodgate, what's one of yours?
I don't really do resolutions.
Don't you?
No.
Is that because you break them all?
Well, I kind of think, why do you need the new year to make a resolution? Do it any time. If there's something you want to do, just get on with it. Do it.
Oh.
There you go. So
we've been told, Mrs. R.
So, you know.
I know.
One of those things, then.
Absolutely.
Any one time of those you things. Like. You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights. Ask the Experts is coming next.
Pine cones and holly berries, popcorn for you, apples for me, red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea. Snow clouds hang low and threatening, maybe it won't, praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day. There'll be walk around songs and talk around songs, songs of the inn and stable. There'll be morning time songs and evening time songs, and grace at every table. Jingle bells will jingle all the way, all day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Popcorn for you, apples for me, red striped candy, nutcracker handy, kettle a bubbling, holiday tea. Snow clouds and roads threatening, may it won't, praying it may. The brightest fireplace glows in every face, waiting for Christmas Day, waiting for Christmas Day.
Celebrate Christmas.
I can hardly believe it. Santa Claus. But why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
Well, my sweet little tot, there's nothing to hide. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and then I'll bring it back here.
I understand. And when your long journey ends, you'll be going back home to your family and friends.
My what?
Your family. Your friends.
It depends. I suppose when I'm through with my work, I'll go home. You see, Santa Claus always spends Christmas alone.
You're all alone.
I don't groan.
All the time.
It's not a crime.
There's no one there. That's wrong. No matter where you may be, you'll always belong.
Belong?
Sometimes when you're all alone.
Oh, it's a ballad.
Christmas and there's no one home. Seems like nothing's in your stocking. No one's not. My Santa anyway. I'll be in your Christmas stocking. I'm the one who's knocking Christmas Day. Colored lights, starry nights, snowflakes glistening. I'll be listening. I'll be true. Trim the tree, look at me celebrating. Together, Christmas Day.
paint and stage lights.
Let the stars in the sky remind us of man's compassion. Let us love till we die, and God bless us everyone. In your heart there's a light as bright as a star in heaven. Let it shine through the night, and God bless us everyone.
Thrust into the world so young. Ebenezer, Fan, I will send for you as soon as possible. Until then, work hard and write often. And above all, do not let your hearts grow bitter.
Another Christmas cracker from Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Was From Mog's Christmas, Buying a Christmas Tree, and before that we heard From a Christmas Carol, Christmas Together. Now, Mog's Christmas, I don't know the show at all, don't know the song, that was great. It's by David Arnold, isn't it? And of course, David Arnold did a lot of James Bond themes, so not a lot different from Mog's Christmas, is it? And of course, David Arnold did the music for Made in Dagenham.
Oh, right. Yeah. See? So you learn something every week here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Talking of knowledge, here comes Ask the Experts. You ready?
Go for it.
Question one. What are the names of the couple who sing about their love for pineapples in cabaret?
Herr Schultz and Herr Schultz.
What's the name?
That's what I'm looking for. I'll leave that with you. Then question two, what is the name of the couple in Once?
Oh, God, well.
I'm never very good on names.
Well, it's
man and girl, isn't it?
I'll going to give you that. Yeah, it was guy and girl.
Guy and girl, yeah.
Well done, well done. Question three. The only two characters in the last 5 years are... The only two characters in the last five
Jamie
years are...
Jamie and... what's his wife's name? Jamie and...
Oh, you're doing well. You got Jamie.
Can't think of her name.
Mm.
And you also got Herr Schultz in the question one, but you didn't get the other one, Fraulein something. If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. If you can help our experts out, that'll be great.
A musical Christmas.
On Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
But man over there is Santa Claus. I know, I know, I know. I can tell by the crinkle on the bridge of his nose, the wink of his eye on the twinkle of his toes, and the joy wherever he goes. That man is he. I don't care if every other corner has a Santa Claus standing there. I don't care. Short or tall or round or fat or slim. I'm aware of the many other Santas everywhere, I'm aware. But that one over there represents them all as they represent him. That man over there is Santa Claus. I know, I know, I know. I can tell by the crinkle on the bridge of his nose, the wink of his eye and the twinkle of his toes, and the joy wherever he goes. That man is he. I can tell by the jingle in his voice like a bell, bright as the holly in his coat lapel, and the joy he spreads as well. That man is he. I don't care if every other corner has a Santa Claus standing there. I don't care. Down with Scrooge and up with Tiny Tim. I'm aware of the many other Santas everywhere, but I don't care, 'cause that one over there represents them all as they represent him. On the bridge of his nose, the wink of his eye, and the twinkle of his toes, and the joy wherever he goes. That man is he.
Celebrate Christmas.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white. Season, love was no climb, romance can blossom any old time.
Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lanes, our stories glistening. Our spiritual songs, we're happy tonight.
Tonight we're walking in winter. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. Here's the are you married? We'll say no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. In town. And then much later on we will conspire as we dream in fire, fire.
To face on your fate the choices we made.
Have made for walking winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
In town. Later on, we will conspire as we dream and by the fire. To face and pray the choices we made.
I make one walk in winter wonderland.
Because we're walking.
Ooh.
anything of that, you two?
That was great. Some lovely harmonies in that.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's a group called Take 20, based in Camden. They're a choir, jazz choir, and that was from their Christmas CD. Alison was involved with them, but she had to leave because it was too far to travel. But the harmonies, you're absolutely right. The harmonies are absolutely brilliant. Look them up. Take 20 is the name of the group, and they work without any music. They learn all the songs and all the harmonies, and then when they perform, they put their heart and soul into it, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
It's really lovely.
And then before that, we had Here's Love and The Man Over There for our Christmas special here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Creeping up to our tour at 22, still looking for the answer for the Ask the Expert. Question number one was, you got hair shorts, and it was Fräulein
Schneider.
Spot on, Schneider. And the only two characters in the last 5 years are Jamie and...
I still can't remember her name.
Begins with a C. Oh, still struggling. I tell you what, while you think, we'll play this.
Come on, Jovi, singing can be easy.
Please stop.
It's fun. It's free and best of all, it's
totally cheesy.
Come on. All you have to do is move your voice up higher. High, low, high, low.
Just like talking, only you sustain it and you make it sound pretty. No.
Just sing a Christmas song. It's like magic if things go wrong. Just spread some Christmas cheer by singing loud for all to hear.
People are staring.
That's the point! Just sing a Christmas song and keep on singing all season long. Think of the joy you'll bring if you just close your eyes and sing. Took your father several nights. Your mother claimed that she had proof. There were reindeer on the roof. Remember who you were back then. Let those moments live again. Come on, Jovi, try it for me.
Just sing a Christmas song.
That's it?
It's like magic if things go wrong.
Keep going.
Just spread some Christmas cheer.
Elf, a Christmas song. Do you prefer Elf the musical or Elf the movie?
I have to confess, I've never seen the movie. I've seen the stage show, but I've never seen the movie.
Okay.
So
that's a bit biased question then, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, I have to, just have to pass on that one.
Mrs. R, what do you reckon?
Well, Elf the movie is not my favourite Christmas movie.
Oh, see, yeah, I've got...
I have to say. I get very excited about it.
The show. See, right.
Elf the Musical is not my favourite Christmas musical either.
Wow.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm glad I asked the question now. Okay, coming up to our tour at 22 now, two songs from Irving Berlin's White Christmas, and
which
they are...
Which is my favourite Christmas musical.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
It is mine as well, yes.
Go on,
I've got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and count your blessings instead of sheep.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
In the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly hair, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep.
counting your blessings.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And from White Christmas the Musical, we heard Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep. And before that, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Now, of course, White Christmas the Musical features White Christmas, biggest recorded song of all time.
Yeah.
But White Christmas wasn't written for White Christmas, if you get my drift. Snowdrift.
Are you following this, Mrs. R? Because I'm a bit confused.
So, yeah. So
no, White, I am following it.
So, White Christmas, the song, yes, was written for Holiday Inn.
Ah.
In 1942. And it was such a success that Paramount Pictures created an entire musical around the song, which was White Christmas. So, I think we probably ought to hear White Christmas, but we'll hear it from Holiday Inn.
The ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Soundtrack of Holiday Inn. If you haven't heard the version of White Christmas from the stage musical Holiday Inn, which hasn't played professionally yet in the UK, it's well worth listening to. It's a lovely rendition, very quiet, very restrained.
Very good. Can I ask you while you're on the microphone, what is your favourite Christmas song of all time?
Probably White Christmas.
I thought it might be, because you were very compassionate about that, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask you. Mrs. R, what's yours?
Well, I've got a few, but I have to say one of my favourites is 12 Days to Christmas from She Loves Me.
Why?
It's very jolly, and it gets faster and faster as they get closer to Christmas. It's a really good song.
Good morning, Mr. Novak.
Good morning, Miss Polish. How are you today?
Ready for thousands of customers.
Only 12 days to go.
Quite a day, eh, Mr. Novak?
Oh, it certainly was, Miss Polish.
Well, thank you for the book. It was excellent.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Will you be taking the bus home today, Miss Polish?
Yes, I will.
May I walk you to the bus stop?
I'd like that, Mr. Novak.
Are you in a very great hurry today, Miss Polish?
No, not at all.
I was thinking maybe a cup of coffee on the way to the bus.
I'd like that, Mr. Novak.
So would I. Just wait until the 24th.
The 24th? One day to Christmas, not enough time to do our Christmas shopping. Where are the shop will keep design? Where are the sheep who popped in time? Where are the people who shop in time? Shop in time, not enough time. We are the people who always wait until it's much too late. Oh, one day to Christmas, how will they ever do our Christmas shopping? Why do we ever delay so long?
Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So before we get to the Lyrical Challenge, I'm just going to say we've run out of time yet again. We do hope you've enjoyed our Christmas special. We've had fun putting it all together. And thank you, Mrs. R, for being in New Zealand. I mean, you could just say, no, I don't want to be in the studio with you boys anymore. And we'd have understood. But to go that far away...
and still be with you boys. Yes, it was lovely.
I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And I'm Julia Roofy in New Zealand.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge is...
It is, of course, from MAME. We need a little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a
a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder, need a little.
Long time since I've got good neighbor-y.
Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker, and we need a little stuffy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.